I'm Danny, that witch next door, and you're listening to That Witch Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another week here at That Witch Podcast. I'm Danny. I'm That Witch Next Door. I'm your host. I'm your guide, your mentor and instructor in all things magic, witchcraft, astrology, and witchy business. And today we are on part one of two of a very, very important segment of the Applicable Astrology mini series. I think that this area of study in astrology, the degrees and aspects, is where people sort of stop, hit a wall, and run for the hills. And it doesn't have to be scary. So I'm really, really, really excited to start talking about this today. So, but before we begin, a few things I do want to mention to all of you today. Hi, happy Venus Day. Happy Friday. How are you doing? I am, as always, having an absolute blast doing the Applicable Astrology series. We are actually we're kind of nearing the end of the Applicable Astrology journey here. We'll probably ride this out through about the end of the month or so, depending on exactly how many episodes it takes to finish it up. But we are sort of at the tail end here. So if this is your first time here in the witchy neighborhood, hello and welcome. I really encourage you to pause where you're at and to go back and at the very least start at the very beginning of the Applicable Astrology series, because we definitely have gone in order step by step for a reason. And I am very, very excited to take everything that we have sort of learned about and really discussed and explored with each other so far and take it to the next level today. This really has been, and this was my intention, like a mini free podcast style astrology class. I really wanted this to be a series where you could start it at the beginning and honestly, have a way, way better grasp or understanding of astrology by the end of it. So I would love to hear your feedback, especially if you've been with us on this little mini series journey since the beginning. How are you feeling in your knowledge? And then I also wanted to mention, I did finally, I promise, I really did update the resources page on my website. That is thatwitchnextdoor.com/resources. And I had a lot of fun on there updating that little educational hub for you guys, if you will. So definitely go check that out. There's a lot of really helpful information on there, whether you have been listening to the whole series or you are about to begin. There is a lot of really, really great information on there for you. So make sure you check that out. And lastly, I recommend taking notes today. This is going to be one of the most class style episodes ever that I've ever done, honestly. And that is because this can be a little tricksy if you let it. But if you take your time and you go piece by piece and you go step by step, really just having even just a base level understanding of degrees and aspects in astrology, it will take your understanding of overall astrology and therefore your application of it in your life to all new heights. That I can promise you. And like I kind of said at the beginning a little bit, I do find that this really is where most people stop. I think that they buy some astrology books and, you know, some astrology books, even some that I've recommended on here, about half of them, you know, really cover the basic overview, larger categories of astrology, like we've done so far on this series. Zodiac signs, planets, the houses, polarities, the modalities. Okay. And then there are astrology books that start really breaking down the actual chart for you. And they start bringing in the degrees, the angles, which are aspects, the minutes. Okay. This is where you start seeing the lines and the numbers. I think that most people can handle a lot of the symbols, especially like the planetary symbols, zodiac symbols. They're like, all right, I get it. I can memorize some symbols. I think you throw in some lines. I think the lines crisscross over each other. They're color-coded, but there's a lot of colors and there's a lot going on. And then you see these numbers and some of the numbers are like larger font size with the, you know, degree next to it. And then these other ones are very small numbers. And it gets crazy visually overwhelming at the very, very least. And people hit this wall and they're like, yeah, I'm not trying to like be a professional astrologer or anything. And it's really, it doesn't, you don't have to be. I'm here to tell you, welcome to today's class. You do not have to be an aspiring professional astrologer to have a really, really basic, I mean it, just basic understanding of the degrees and therefore the angles and aspects in the chart. This is how you really, really can understand transits, okay? This is how you can really start to understand how the planets and luminaries interact with each other. Without the degrees, without the aspects, I think that there is an overall understanding of transits that's plenty fine. Don't get me wrong. Plenty fine. And I coasted that way for a long, long time, honestly. This looks like, you know, really leaning into sun and moon magic, mainly. Maybe throwing a little bit of Mercury tracking in there once in a while. Oh, I saw that Mercury was going retrograde. Does this sound like you? This is a lot of witches. This is a lot of pagans. This is a lot of baby cosmic witches, because technically this is all cosmic magic. Okay. So when you are really aligning with the sun seasons and therefore the earth seasons, and moon and lunar magic, this is still very, very as above, so below energy. Okay. This is still a branch of cosmic magic. So you're still a baby cosmic witch, even if you don't feel like it. If you can just have a little bit of an understanding of degrees and these aspects, these major aspects, we're just going to focus on the major aspects right now. You know, you combine that with this knowledge that you've gained of the houses in your chart and the planets' energy, right? And how these signs, you know, how those planets like move in those signs with those modalities. You even... I have really great news for you. You actually are ahead of the game. You got a head start without even knowing it. I actually did an entire episode on a major aspect for you. And that was the polarities episode. Polarities are oppositions. That's one of the major aspects. And it's very important. So you're welcome. And see, it wasn't so scary. So we're going to start to like, we're going to just like build onto this. But I promise if you really can like just, you know, no big deal, just casually like layer together all of this easy peasy breezy information we've been going over on the applicable astrology mini series, almost said applicable astrology podcast, but kind of what it's been, right? Holy moly, you're going to be able to look at your chart and understand your transits and just unfucking lock this understanding within yourself. You're going to be able to make decisions from a much more informed place. You're going to be able to interact with other people and interact with yourself and interact with your environment from a much more informed place. this is how really just getting through this little wall that most people hit, if you could just get on the other side, you don't have to keep running when you get on the other side. Again, you can take this as far as you want. You don't even have to do the degrees and aspects if you don't want. But I challenge you only because they're really, really interesting, really fascinating, really fun, and not that hard if you have someone who will help you just break it down a little bit. I love books. I love books. And so many beginner books are so insanely helpful. But all of us naturally read at our own pace. And so I think a lot of us, especially if you are kind of a fast student or like a fast paced or high energy learner or reader, I think that you can have this tendency to really overwhelm yourself. You don't go back and reread things as much or as carefully. Like I think that sometimes in a book, even though these things are broken down section by section, I think that you can go a little bit too hard and too fast and overwhelm yourself. And so we're going to test this little theory on this part one of two degrees and aspects within the applicable astrology miniseries, because I'm going to take you at my pace. Taurus, midheaven. Okay, so to really, before we can even touch aspects, I mean, we could, but we'd have to do so much backtracking. We need to talk about the degrees. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know exactly where right at this moment that I'm recording where I'm going to cut this episode. It might be at a nice, really clean part. I might leave you on a real cliffhanger and not sorry. but I don't think it's going to be this, like this whole episode is going to be about degrees and the next whole episode is going to be about aspects. We'll spend a relatively brief time on degrees and pretty much most of our time on the aspects, and we'll continue incorporating degrees in our discussion, okay? So I just wanted to let you know ahead of time, it's not necessarily going to be like clean. Part one is degrees, part two is aspects. Who knows? Gemini Mars. Okay. So let's talk about the degrees a little bit. Like I said, in a circle, this is why you might want to take notes. Not necessarily because I'm going to quiz you and pressure you to have a grade, but if you're the kind of person that writing things down helps you retain it, especially if you have a photographic memory like I do, taking notes might be helpful. I take notes and make my own diagrams. And sometimes I go back and reference them. Sometimes I never do, but it still helps me retain the information. In a circle, little geometry for you, if you remember, if you already know, pretty common knowledge, 360 degrees in a complete circle, okay? When we divide that 360 degrees by 12, because in the zodiac wheel, which is a circle. When you divide that 360 degrees by 12, the 12 signs, each sign then therefore contains 30 degrees. That sign starts at the number 0 degrees, gets up to the number 29 degrees, and therefore we start at 0 degrees again of the next sign. Okay, that's why you never see the number 30, like a 30 degree in a chart. It would be at 0 degrees of the following sign, okay? Each degree contains, so there's 30 of them, right? 30 degrees in the sign. Each of those degrees contains 60 minutes, 1 hour, okay? There are 60 minutes in each degree in each sign of the zodiac wheel. For our intents and purposes of this show and of my promise to keep this easy and breezy, we are not going to be discussing minutes on this show. Maybe one day, I have no idea. But at this time, we're not, okay? It's not happening. do you like that? It's not happening. Don't even think about it. It's just, we're just gonna take little bite-sized pieces at a time. I will tell you that if you are just in love with astrology and you can't get enough and you just want to keep learning more and more, I really want you to go put your name on the wait list for that witch school, okay? Because that really is a huge reason why I'm starting the school in the first place. there are going to be very detailed classes and curriculum. Okay. So that's really where we're going to be going in depth on the show. We're easy. We're breezy. You can take astrology on the go. Okay. And for that reason, don't think about the minutes. The reason I brought it up is because if you've been practicing, and I really hope that you have been, in the chart, when you're looking at your natal chart, let me just show you. You will see, because I'm on YouTube. Remember, don't forget, get over to my YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. It's very visual. It's very handy. And the pre-show tarot reading today, it was really good advice for the end of the year. Get over there. Okay. Now, when you're looking at your chart, I hope that you've been practicing. You'll notice that each placement, let's see if I can get this to focus, each placement shows the degree and it shows it's usually a smaller font size, depending on the app or the software or the website that you're using. The minutes, okay, the minute mark. The degrees have a little symbol of degree, you know, the little circle that means degrees. The minutes usually are marked by what looks like a little apostrophe, okay? In my Honeycomb personal astrological almanac that I'm showing you right now on YouTube, they are the same font size. So let's see here. This is my solar return chart. Those random placement that I'm looking at is the asteroid Ceres retrograde, 10 degrees, 44 minutes of Gemini in my fourth house. Okay. And I want you to just not worry at the moment about that 44 minutes mark. Know for now that the minute mark is what we use to tell how far a sign has moved through or progressed through a sign. Okay. It's yet another layer and measuring tool for astrologers. Okay. The degrees, on the other hand, I am going to give you my personal interpretation and the way I use degrees in astrology. This is a combination of how I was taught and how the information presents itself to me when I'm reading and when I'm studying, okay? I've included some different resources on the resources page on thatwitchnextdoor.com. But my paraphrase, if you will, is degrees can kind of give an indicator into the development of that sign. What kind of issues, or that placement, sorry, that specific placement. So for example, 10 degrees retrograde Ceres asteroid, right? That I looked at as an example here. 10 degrees, we know that within the entire sign of Gemini, there's a total of 30 degrees. We go 0 to 29 degrees. So 10 degrees, we're a third of the way through Gemini. We're a third of the way, if you will, through our journey in Gemini. That's really how I look at this. Again, I actually kind of mentioned layers like this in the pre-show tarot reading on YouTube. So make sure you go listen to that, because it kind of indicates almost like the development or experience level of that placement. And so if we start to understand, and that's why we kind of did this in the first 3 or 4 episodes of the applicable astrology series, where we moved through each house and we really talked about the journey of each sign. That's exactly why I like painting that picture that way, is because then when we put a placement in that journey, in that Gemini journey, in the, you know, in this case is the tail end of, sorry, it's my fourth house. Yeah. I was like, did I read that sideways? Yes, I did. It's still my fourth house. It's 10 degrees into its Gemini journey in the fourth house. This can really start to help you understand, okay, so if I know that this is kind of the overall journey of Gemini, I know that these are the struggles of Gemini. This is kind of how it emerges. These are the things that it's kind of gifted at that birth, if you will. Then it really learns through a lot of its self-sabotaging behaviors through those strengths and those gifts that it was born with. It has to go through a period of some destruction and some damage to therefore learn some mastery of its journey. And then we sort of reach the tail end of the sign and we tie up any loose ends. Wow. Seriously need you to go listen to the reading today because I did not realize how parallel it was going to be to today's episode. That's really perfect. It's just all about journeys for crying out loud. So when we see a placement that's 0 to 3 degrees, okay, I mean, this is a freshie, okay? That's really, really how I see this energy. It's very, very pure in its actions. It's very pure in its gifts that it was given, its gifted traits of that sign, okay? But it's also very exploratory. It's very, very curious because it's new. Kind of think of it like a baby. You can sort of think of these degrees like ages. Don't use that analogy too set in stone. I like experience level a little bit better because it's a little more open-ended. I think that we have way too many solidified like preconceived notions and connotations about age specifically. So try not to look at them too much as ages, more of developmental levels or experience levels, okay? When we start to get to the mid numbers, okay, so, you know, 13 to 16, 17 or so, there is sort of, in an age way, a little bit of a teenager aspect here. This is this intermediate level. This is this level of kind of being in the thick of it. You know what I mean? You do. I know you do. All of us have experienced this. Go look in your chart and look at any placements that you have that's in kind of a mid-ish, like teens sort of number, not like early teens. It's got to be, you know, in the middle of the 30 degrees or so. And in the middle, I really do think of that phrase, kind of in the thick of it. So there might be a lot of struggles of self-sabotaging cycles that sign and therefore placement particularly struggles with, okay? So I have a 13 degree Mars placement and my action, how I put myself into action, how I take action, how I decide things when I decide not to take action specifically. These are very big themes that I work with specifically in this life. Big, big focus there where it feels like I am either like on my game or off my game. Like I'm clearly in a very educational phase of that in my Mars placement in this life. Okay. And when we start to get to the higher degrees, okay, so we start getting into say 24, upwards of 28 degrees, 29 degrees, we see a very, very well developed and might I say very comfortable, okay, like embodiment of that sign's energy. It's very set in its ways in a lot of ways. remember how it came from being in the middle, getting through the thick of it, if you will. So it's developed a lot of roots for itself. It's gotten to know itself really well. That's a great way to say it. One thing that I have learned in my research about the higher signs is particularly in 28, specifically 29 degrees, that this energy, if you have 29 degree placements, you are experiencing the last of the challenges that you need to face in that sign. in order to, you know, complete your mastery, if you will. So we might see 29 degrees as, and I the reason I say 28 is because in my readings, in my experience, I can see this. I will talk about orbs in a little bit here. None of these things are, when it comes to the interpretation of the energy, it's not crazy, 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 set in stone. At exactly 29 degrees when the clock strikes the midnight hour. Like, it's not like that, okay? And if someone's telling you that it is, I don't know. Maybe that works for you. That doesn't really work for me. I don't see a ton of that kind of preciseness in our universe. And I think it's a little cocky of humans to think that we're that correct. Honestly, when we're such learners, obviously, of our environment. So at those higher degrees, I'm going to use this word. You can have a little bit of arrogance in that placement. This shows up for me in my Chiron placement. So I have Chiron in Cancer, 27 degrees in my 12th house. And I very, very, very much can have this energy of like, I did my healing. I did that, but I worked on it. But I did the therapy, but like I did the thing and now I'm over the hump. And if you've ever had session with me, many people I've advised on this because this really is a very, very common kind of mindset to take. And it's really a draining mindset to take. And so for higher placements, I want you to be really mindful of this energy. You can kind of burn yourself out a little bit, unknowingly. Don't forget, I think that we see that higher degree, especially when you learn about degrees and you're like, 27 degrees Chiron? Well, looks like I'm tying up my problems in this life. Like, no, first of all, we have Chiron in every life, number one. There's, you know what I mean? Like, there's no escaping those things. It's a little more about just leaning into that and really remembering and reminding higher degree placements that no matter whether it's a degree of a placement in your chart, an age of a human being or something in this world or whatever it is, no matter what, we're all students. We're all always learning, which honestly poses one of my favorite questions in metaphysics and astrology specifically and tarot, honestly. Is there truly such a thing as a master? Can you ever fully cap out, you know, on your learning or whatever? Or are you technically always and forever a student no matter what? And therefore, when and where do we define that you are a master? I don't necessarily have an answer for you. I want you to kind of think about that. I love thinking about that. And so with that, we will kind of move on and into kind of understanding this energy of degrees. Okay. There's 0 to 29 in each sign, which is a total of 30. Okay. There's minutes in there, which tells us how far a placement is, but we're not going to worry about it right now. And we know that the really, really small number of degrees, like a really, really early degree, if you will, you know, has this newness, almost infancy, very curious, exploratory nature. It's very, very pure. I want you to remember that. And then the middle, you know, when you're really in the middle of those degrees, we're really in the thick of it. We're facing a lot of challenge. And in those high degrees, we are very developed. We are very, very comfortable. And therefore, we need to take it upon ourselves to continue our own learning, continue our own journey, make sure we don't slip into that arrogance, right? Where we do kind of inadvertently glass ceiling ourselves. Now that we have this good understanding, let's move and make our way into the aspects. So what I'm going to leave you with today is a little talk about the yin and the yang energy, what has been very commonly referred to as the feminine and masculine. It's also been referred to as dark and light, positive and negative. There are all kinds of synonyms for these things. in this book that I've recommended to y'all many, many times, An Astrology for Yourself by Demetra George and Douglas Block, there is a wonderful section in there about the polarities with a lot of really great language, specifically keywords for these two different polarizing energies, okay? If you notice or pay attention, I really personally make it a point not to super genderfy or genderize. I do not know which one of those is grammatically correct, if either. I really try not to put gender on astrology. I really try and just expand my vocabulary and my descriptor terms. And if you want to, you know, place and categorize gender within that, totally. I just try not to use gender as the overall umbrella label term because that's so human and limiting. It can be so limiting in so many ways, okay? So I am going to use the ancient Chinese philosophers' terms of the yin and the yang, okay? And for your reference, yin has been associated with feminine energy and yang has been associated with masculine energy, okay? So we can start to understand these. These polarities are very, very important, and they are different. Listen, they are different than the polarities in the polarity episode. In the polarities episode, those are oppositions, okay? Those are signs that are directly 180 degrees opposite each other on the astrological zodiac wheel. If you look at those, every single one of them, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in that episode, but just in case I didn't, every single one of those polarities are of the same yin or of the same yang energy, okay? Now I'm dividing this into the yin versus the yang, and they are as follows. The shorthand version is that earth and water signs are yin energy, and air and fire signs are yang energy. So yin, we also call this like receptive. It can be called passive. I want you to really try and remove your negative connotations from these words, okay? They're just think of them as opposing words. Receptive and passive, whereas yang energy has been associated with being like initiative and action oriented, okay? Action taking. In the yin, the six signs are Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, and Pisces. In the yang, we have, therefore, Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sagittarius, and Aquarius. Start challenging yourself. I really want you to do this between this episode and part two of this, okay? To start challenging yourself to expand on, you don't have to like eradicate the terms masculine and feminine, okay? We have a lot of associations that we've been taught that in those words that we can use in our study, but let's also expand on them. Let's not limit ourselves to them. Let's not make them black and white and start looking up for yourself or brainstorming or just thinking about different descriptor words that you associate with these two different kinds of energies. Because understanding this polarity, just like understanding the polarities, the oppositions in that episode and the modalities and the elementals, it is yet another very beneficial layer or categorization of the zodiac that really, really, really helps us understand how they interact with one another. And more specifically, when we get to the specific degrees next time, which look at that, I ended up cleanly dividing it by degrees and aspects anyways, the two episodes. These two, the yin and the yang, interact with each other in a very specific way with a couple of aspects when we get there. So that is why it was important to go over that category a little bit. Start thinking about those two categories. Think about the category of the yin that I gave you. Think about the category of the yang, just like with the modalities, just like with the elementals, and just like with the polarities episodes. I want you to let your mind kind of explore the different similarities, or the various similarities and overlaps of the signs within each category and the differences that the two categories experience between one another themselves, okay? Start there. Don't forget to go check out the new Astro Resources page on thatwitchnextdoor.com. I called it Astro Resources. It's going to be all kinds of resources. There's going to be pagan, witchy. I'm going to give you a one-stop shop on there. Don't worry. Make sure you go check that out because I worked really hard and I'm really excited and I finally finished it for you, where I updated it for you. It's going to be always updating. Do not miss next episode. I'm so excited because Yule is coming on December 21st. That is on the winter solstice. So next week with my lovely, lovely friend, Maddie from Paragon and Bone, she is going to be joining me next time to talk all about Yule. It's one of my favorite holidays. I'm so excited to talk about that with everybody. And then we get to finish up the Degrees and Aspects episode, part 2 of 2, following Friday on December 17th. So I will see you then. If you're on YouTube, I'll be wearing the exact same outfit. Everybody stay safe, have fun, and you stay magical out there. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of That Witch Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, I would be really grateful if you would head over to iTunes right now and leave a super nice 5-star review. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at thatwitch.nextdoor. I love connecting with all of you outside the show. Keep those questions, keep those comments coming. You can send fan art, suggestions for topics on the show. You can nominate people to be interviewed on the show. Send anything like that to thatwitchnextdoor@gmail.com. And if you'd like to work together, I am offering a really amazing mentorship program. I'm only offering a very, very limited number of spots. You can submit your application and learn more on my website. And you can also book a one-on-one session with me at thatwitchnextdoor.com. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you all next week.